Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics. I'm coming to you today from Washington, D.C. at the SCCE Regional Year. I'm joined today by Terry Stetchison, who's the Acting Director of Compliance for the Competition Bureau of Canada. Terry, first of all, thanks for coming to the regional meeting, and secondly, thanks for doing the podcast.
It's my pleasure, Adam.
So let's start with a very, I realize, basic question is, what does someone who's a compliance officer in the U.S. or from outside of Canada really need to understand about the Competition Bureau, the roles in your, and the Bureau's priorities?
Well, the Competition Bureau is Canada's antitrust and competition law enforcer. So, you know, if you're looking for an equivalency in the United States, we do what the U.S. DOJ does, Antitrust Law Division. We do what the Federal Trade Commission does. We also do what the Attorneys General for the states do when it comes to enforcing antitrust laws as well. And so our priority is clearly enforcing those laws. It's doing it within the context of the government, the Canadian government's overall priorities, which there are a number of them, but certainly one of those is fostering innovation. And so the idea that how can competition actually help in that regard? And of course, we as the enforcer of those laws are there to be out in the market to help ensure that.
Great. Now, let me ask a question. You know, as businesses go from country to country, obviously there's key differences between them in law, things that people can trip over. Are there any areas of competition law that companies tend to make mistakes that you see a lot when in the Canadian marketplace that they should be thinking about?
Well, I think that when you're looking at antitrust and competition law, a lot of companies don't realize that what that is. I mean, it sounds very high-minded, very sophisticated. It's really about business behavior. So as a business, what are you engaging in terms of the behaviors and actions in the marketplace? Whether that's with, you know, with friends who might be competitors or collaborators or partners or suppliers. And this is the sort of thing that a lot of businesses aren't fully aware of, whether domestically and certainly internationally when coming to Canada. And so the idea there is that they should be aware of the fact that when they're engaging in any sort of a discussion or relationship within the market, to be very much aware of antitrust law and competition law, because of course it does govern their business relations.
Mm-hmm. And are there any good examples of sort of common accidents or common misbehavior, outright misbehaviors that you run into? I mean, beyond the sort of traditional two competitors talking about dividing the market or agreeing on price?
Well, and anecdotally, I could say that a common thing, and that's actually a really good example, is when friends, let's say in a small town or a small center, get together, that maybe they happen to be, have very similar businesses, and they talk about things like setting prices. They talk about things like, as friends will do over coffee sometimes, about, mm-hmm. you know, what they're planning on bidding on and whether maybe someone should or should not bid on that contract. There are a number of players across the country that I would argue that aren't fully aware of the fact that doing these things on its face is illegal, and that they have to be conscious of that. So it's, again, it's that idea that, you know, those interactions, daily interactions that one has to be aware of, and even go so far as is if, you know, groups of businesses are getting together, let's say in a trade association, there are certain things you can and can't talk about, and to be aware of those things, and that is a common pitfall for a lot of businesses and companies.
Now, compliance, they can still talk about, right?
They can certainly talk about compliance, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I've always found it funny in you know, having to reinsure compliance officers that, you know, for example, the U.S. federal sentencing guidelines make it specific that competitors should talk to each other.
Indeed.
And that it's okay. Nobody competes over compliance issues. Now, when it comes to one of the interesting things is for all the embrace of compliance globally, a lot of competition authorities have not embraced compliance. What's the Canadian government's position on should companies have a compliance program or not? You know, most governments in the world, it seems, don't give credit at this point for compliance.
Well, it's interesting, and it's funny. We've had extensive discussions in the past with probably a good friend of yours and an SEC stalwart, Joe Murphy, about this,
right.
Who's actually come out and said we should be more. We should promote ourselves more internationally about what we've done. We were one of the first antitrust competition law authorities that actually has come out back in 2015, middle of 2015, summer of 2015, where we've we've put out a revised guideline with regards to compliance programs, what we think are important in compliance programs. You know, a number of FAQs are attached, a number of examples were attached just to make this more accessible, and to also emphasize that compliance is very much a shared act. Our commissioner is very big on the idea of shared compliance. Effectively, if you will, we all have a role to play in the economy, whether it's the enforcer, whether it's law firms, businesses, or even other elements of the economy, such as other parts of government, like procurement authorities, for example, when we're dealing with something like bid rigging. So we're very big on the idea of shared compliance. We have high standards as what we consider to be compliance with the law, but we also give credit. And so one of the things that Canada has put forward in its and recognized in its compliance guidelines is the fact that in an enforcement context, depending on the facts, that we could possibly give credit when it comes to sentencing, when it comes to seeking out punishment, that sort of thing.
Now, you refer to FAQs and other things. Where can people find that stuff easily?
We have a compliance corner on our website. All of our materials are there. If you go to our guideline, it actually, the FAQs and the real-life examples, and these are, of course, done on a no-names basis, are actually attached as appendices. And so we've tried to make this as accessible as possible, in particular to small businesses. 99% of the businesses in Canada are small businesses, as they are in many countries. We want to make sure that compliance is not something which is difficult to achieve, and we're really trying to enable that. One thing we've also done is we've been very big in the last year on outreach and getting out to the market, getting out to various stakeholders, typically who don't necessarily hear from us unless it's in an enforcement context, to be able to get our message out. So we've been going across the country, and as you can imagine, Canada is a very large place.
Right.
But we've been pretty successful in this regard of reaching out to small business groups, procurement entities and authorities, and that's been a big thing in Canada. There's been a lot of infrastructure money that's been put out to the region to stimulate the economy. We've made sure we've tried to ride shotgun with the authorities that are doing those things and advising them. And lastly, with regards to innovation incubators, I was mentioning at the beginning of the podcast that innovation is a very big priority right now for the government of Canada. And what we've done most recently is begun to partner with innovation incubators, whether within government or and various levels of government or within universities and in industry, to try to foster this idea of compliance with competition law at the innovation level.
Interesting. And I think what you're doing really speaks to the idea of shared compliance that all the participants have to do. And I'd say it's one of the things that's very heartening about the compliance profession is the amount of government interaction at our meetings and elsewhere that's designed to try and head off problems before they occur. And then I want to talk just one last thing before we go is on the issue of small, medium enterprises. I mean, I think one of the things you're bringing out here is an important issue that while we tend to think of compliance as something that big companies do, it's not just for big companies. Anybody can go astray, and the need to really do that and make sure they don't. And I'm just wondering, and I don't know if you know this is the answer off the top of your head, but under Canadian law, in the U.S., businesses are being encouraged to bring their vendors and help the smaller and medium-sized companies adopt compliance program. Is there a similar push in Canada formally, or is this just something that the competition authority has been doing?
I think it's something that the competition authority has really been doing. I mean, we do talk about that aspect in our guidelines, but we've tried to be more proactive ourselves. We've tried to go out to small business groups, and one of the things we've actually done is leverage the resources of other parts of the Canadian government. We're very fortunate that there are parts of the government that actually focus on small business groups, and they have a tremendous reach within our economy. And fortunately, we've got to know them very well. We've created alliances with them, partnerships with them, and they've allowed us. We've given them content, and they've given us access. And it's been a very successful partnership. We've gone further afield, I think, than we typically have in the past with our other outreach efforts, and we're very proud of that.
That's great. And I just want to add for anybody who is in a smaller, medium-sized business listening, that if you go on the SCCE website, you'll find a brochure we have called Compliance on a Dollar a Day, written by Joe Murphy, who Terry referred to earlier, that provides good advice for how those with small budgets can really leverage their limited dollars effectively. Well, Terry, thanks for taking time away from the sessions to do this. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the SCCE saying thanks to you for listening and have a very good day.
Thank you.